something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mari here, and my old pal Lorraine Keane is in studio. Morning, Lorraine.
Morning.
How are you doing? It's been a while.
It has been a while, but it's great to be here, and thanks for having me in.
Absolutely, no problem. I was only saying to you there off air about a year ago, I think was the last time we met, and you were doing a red carpet. And I wasn't able to speak. For some reason, my brain went completely blank. And I don't even know what I asked you.
Trina,
and you
were I can't remember that.
You were looking at me as if going, is this one having a stroke or something?
Would you see whether anybody speaks or not? As you can see, I'll speak anyway, so it doesn't really stop me.
Take two today. So I want to talk to you today about your new podcast, which is very interesting for women and women of our age as well. So tell me all about it, Lorraine.
Well, it's a podcast on hormone health because, unfortunately, as I found out myself years after, most of us know virtually nothing, if anything at all, about our hormones and how important they are for a woman in particular. If I'd known, even in my teens, Trina, never mind my 20s and 30s, what I know now, I wouldn't have had to have the kind of ups and downs that I would have had, because I would have realised it was just a hormone imbalance problem and I could have got it fixed. So because of that, and because I've got two girls of my own, I decided to firstly work with Clean Marine, who are a natural Irish health supplement. This was not an opportunity for a big plug, by the way. I'm only mentioning them because they completely worked for me. I decided then, I'm in my third year, I think, talking about hormone health and perimenopause and menopause. I decided to do a podcast and talk to other women in our business that are well known for being very honest and open, and ask them about their hormone health and what they know or don't know. And those two women I chose were Aisling O'Loughlin and Maya Dunphy.
Yeah, I absolutely adore Aisling O'Loughlin. She's one of the best people ever. She's so kind to everybody, so honest as well. And even in the article that she wrote about expose ending, which we'll talk about in a while, she really just says it how it is.
She completely does. And what you see is what you get with her. Even with this hormone health tour that I'm doing, because I'm going around the country with the top endocrinologist in the country, a nutritionist, a person, you know, speaking on kind of exercise, fitness and well-being. We're just saying it as it is, and it takes a lot to embarrass me. I'm one of seven, do you know what I mean? So I've got to the stage now where it's just like talk, share, support, because the more you talk about it, the less of a taboo perimenopause, menopause and hormones will be.
This word has come up in the office actually very recently, perimenopause. Mm-hmm. At what age does that kind of kick in?
There's a great little book actually called The Essential Guide to Female Hormones, and it's available free in health stores, and it's also available to download online at cleanmarine.ie/hormones. And it's an absolute brilliant little Bible for teenagers all the way through your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, post-menopause, so into your 60s. So your five stages of your hormones. And it just gives us all the tips and advice that we need to live our best life, you know, for anybody. If you've got daughters, you know, sisters, mum, anything, pick up a copy of this book, because, you know, it'll just make you realise, like as you said, where people felt like they were on their own and they were the only ones that were maybe, you know, going a bit mad or feeling a bit down when you shouldn't be feeling down, or not sleeping, not having energy, all sorts of symptoms that I would have had. This book just helps you to choose one of the many options that are out there to actually, you know, not suffer and get through it. Because as we know, Trina, it's bloody tough being a girl, you know, it really is. And perimenopause is something that would, for me, probably started in my mid-30s. I would have liked to have had more children, and I had my second baby at 35 and thought maybe I'd have at least one, if not two more, before I was 40, and then couldn't have any. And it was one of these kind of, you know, infertility, but they can't say why, because you're not
the unexplained one.
That one, you know, you're not, I know everything's fine and Peter's fine.
And you've had two children already.
Exactly. So, but actually it was my hormones. And so I went through, you know, a number of years of IVF, which was really tough. Anybody that's gone through it, God love them, because it takes its toll on your body and on your mental health and everything, also on your bank balance, you know. But we did, and listen, I'm not complaining. I have two healthy babies and I have lots of friends that are having difficulty having one. So I'm definitely not complaining. And I suppose that's why I didn't talk about it for so long, because I didn't want to, you know, make people who were, you know, struggling to have one to kind of go, there she is with her two and she's whinging and moaning. I'm not saying that at all.
Do you regret trying though?
No, Definitely not.
You wanted to see whether you could or not.
Oh, yeah. I mean, now I know it was kind of pointless because of the way my hormones were and my thyroid was. If I just found an endocrinologist, Dr. Mary Ryan is the woman that's working with me on the tour that I'm doing, the hormone health tour for Clean Marine. She's just incredible. We all need, as women, okay, obviously we need a GP, but we need an endocrinologist. And I didn't even know how to pronounce
that
word.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, well, yeah. I didn't even know how to pronounce it the first time I met her. It's funny, like, I started talking about menopause 3 years ago. And now you have Patsy Kensett. She has her own Instagram now called Conscious Puberty Patsy Kensett. Meg Matthews was over recently, so she's doing a tour of the UK and now obviously of Ireland talking about it, and that's only in the last 6 months, so we were way ahead of the curve.
Lorraine, will you hang on there a second, because I want to go for a song and come back to you to chat a bit more. Lorraine Keane in studio. It's Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.